Segment 8. In this lesson, we shall look into the what, whys, and hows of dairy food consumption. So let's begin. We are not really intended to be consuming another animal's milk. The origins of drinking milk date only back 7,000 years in northern European cultures, where food was sparse and winters were hard, so they domesticated animals for milking. Cow milk is not an ideal food for humans. In order to digest the sugar found in dairy products called lactose, humans need an enzyme that helps break it down into usable components for our body. This enzyme is called lactase. Lactase activity is high and vital during infancy in all mammals, but in most mammals, including most humans, lactase activity declines after the weaning phase, making the person unable to break down lactose to its usable components, thereby rendering the person lactose intolerant. Most of the current world population remains lactose intolerant, unable, as adults, to digest the complex milk sugar lactose found in cow's milk, leading to side effects such as diarrhea, cramping, bloating, and gas. But in turn, the presence of dairying over many generations helped set the stage for an evolutionary change in certain populations, like Northern Europeans, making them lactase persistent, meaning that the enzyme lactase, which breaks down lactose, remains active also well into adulthood, enabling them to digest lactose also as adults. But 75% of the human population remains lactose intolerant, and this number will rise dramatically in the coming century, since the main population growth in the world is expected in Africa and Asia in comparison with the European population. But as we can see, there are people that can tolerate lactose. So why should such people refrain from consuming milk products when they are such an important calcium source? And where can lactose intolerant people get their calcium from if not from milk and dairy products? Well, our bodies can get calcium by consuming other calcium-rich foods aside from dairy products, including leafy, green vegetables, seeds, beans, or even drinking water, which all have varying amounts of absorbable calcium. In fact, studies show that one of the leading causes of osteoporosis is consuming too much dietary animal protein in the form of dairy products. For the body to absorb calcium efficiently from food, there has to be a relatively equal amount of magnesium present in the food source. Milk only contains a small amount of magnesium, so the body cannot make use of all the calcium contained within it. In reality, only about 25% of dairy calcium from milk can be absorbed. The remaining 75% of calcium from milk can end up causing problems in the body, leading to kidney stones, plaque buildup in the arteries, gout, and can be a contributing factor for arthritis. Calcium found in dark leafy vegetables, including broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, turnip greens, mustard greens, spinach, chicory, collard greens, dandelion greens, Swiss chard, arugula, and sesame seeds is in a more absorbable form than calcium from dairy products. Cows get their calcium from a high consumption of plant foods. Grass is rich in calcium. The calcium from plants is also rich in magnesium. The calcium in cow's milk is poor in magnesium, and the countries with the greatest amount of milk and dairy consumption have been found to have the highest rates of osteoporosis. It is also important to note that of all mammals, human milk has the lowest protein content. Human milk contains only 1.2 milligram per liter of protein content. Also, the protein found in breast milk is mostly whey, which is easier to digest than casein, which is the main protein found in cow's milk. The truth is that it's very unnatural for any animal to live off the milk of another animal. Milk from one mammal is made in the best way to provide its offspring with the best nutrition. Milk from different animals have different compositions. The biochemical makeup of cow's milk is perfectly suited to turn a 65-pound newborn calf into a 400-pound cow in 1 year. It contains 3 times more protein and 7 times more mineral content than human milk. On the other hand, human milk has 10 times more essential fatty acids, 3 times the amount of selenium, twice as much taurine, which plays an important role in the development of brain tissue and eyes, and half of the calcium of cow's milk. Many dairy products are also high in saturated fats, and a high saturated fat intake after infancy is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And while it's true that most dairy products are now available in fat-reduced or non-fat options, the saturated fat that is removed is usually replaced with sugar or chemical sweeteners that compensate for the lack of taste that comes from removal of fats. Moreover, iron status is significantly impaired when whole cow milk is introduced into the diet of young infants. This is the period of greatest iron needs and high prevalence of iron deficiency anemia. This is because of high levels of protein in cow's milk, which are very difficult for humans to digest. The casein irritates the gut wall and causes internal bleeding, which leads to iron loss. The same also occurs in adults. Dairy foods have also been found to impair fertility. A diet high in calcium from dairy products has been implicated as a probable risk factor for prostate cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and many other cancers. A study conducted by Professor T. Colin Campbell showed that there is a 100% risk for developing liver cancer if a diet consists of over 20% dairy protein in comparison to a diet consisting of less than 5% dairy protein, which did not raise the risk for liver cancer. There is also increased risk for developing diabetes with early introduction of cow's milk. Furthermore, in order to increase milk production in cows, farmers began giving them synthetic growth hormone, making cows produce a lot more milk than naturally intended. Since their bodies were not made to produce such large quantities of milk, they get many infections in the milk tubules and pus enters their milk. This warrants the need for antibiotic use, which remains in the milk and has many detrimental effects on human health. Overall, we are not created to feed on another animal's milk. Can you imagine a situation like this in nature where a cat is milking from a seal, or a bat feeding from a fox, a deer feeding from an elephant? It sounds ridiculous, and that's how ridiculous it should sound to us consuming the milk of a cow. But because it's bottled and packaged nicely, we tend to forget where it comes from. The following foods are rich in calcium and magnesium. I want you to write down your favorite foods that will supply you with the calcium and magnesium you need to thrive from the following list of foods: sprouted sesame seed paste, collard greens, turnip greens, tofu, tempeh, kale, soya beans, bok choy, mustard greens, okra, tahini, navy beans, almond butter, almonds, and broccoli. A low-fat, plant-based diet with reduced levels of meat and reducing or completely eliminating dairy products in combination with physical exercise, smoking cessation, and stress management can not only prevent most modern-day diseases, but may also reverse many of them. In the next lesson, we shall go into the science of epigenetics, and I'll show you how you can change your health destiny through using this science. Thank you very much, and see you in lesson number 9.